Are most of your promotions filled internally or externally? That's the question we're asking today around employee engagement. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
A good metric to always take a look at is internal promotions and how are they being filled. Now, when I worked down at Walt Disney World, it was known that if you worked in the frontline operation and you were going to move up in the Disney company to a manager in attractions and food and beverage and merchandise or one of the thousands of roles there, Disney's big on internal promotions. They want people to pay their dues and then be promoted. You know more about the organization. You know more about the company. You're more engaged. You feel good. That's what they did. It's about 70% to 30% internal versus external promotions, people who got those roles. You want to take a really good look at those numbers where you work. Are most of your promotions filled from outside people? Oh, we've got a lot of employees here, but no one's ready to move up to the next level, so we'll hire our manager from outside. Oh, we've got 5 people in our accounting department. However, no one's ready to be the principal accountant, so we're going to bring that person in from the outside. That's going to be a true measure of disengagement of your employees. You'll need to go back and take a look. Why is that? And there are specialized cases where you do need to bring in people from the outside. But if you're not doing internal promotions, if your numbers don't show that people have a career path, that can be a true disengagement for some of your employees. So today's tip, check out your internal promotions. See what percentage are coming from the inside and what percent do you have to go to get outside talent, and then compare that to your employee engagement scores. You might be surprised what you find. Hey, that's it for today. Have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.